This time we bring more energy to our spiritual heart. Heart is not something abstract or a metaphor. It is a real place, part of our existence. Another name of the heart is our high emotional center. There are various channels through which we experience reality, outside and inside of ourselves. Consciousness is one channel. Feeling is another channel. The existence of feeling is very profound. It reflects a very significant aspect of reality and existence. For instance, there are beings in this universe that are very highly evolved, but who do not experience reality through feelings. Therefore, their experience of existence is limited. We as human beings, though we are relatively low evolved, the spectrum of our experience of reality is quite wide. Similar like with consciousness or intelligence, though fundamentally positive, it can be distorted or locked in the subconscious reality, locked into mental reality, spaced out and fragmented. Similar with our feeling existence. Most human beings experience a wide range of emotional distortions, disturbances. And this is particularly so because our encounter with this reality, with this world, with its hostile environment, cruelty and insensitivity, selfishness, and general stupidity is traumatic. You can imagine a soul which is born into this dimension, into this helpless body of a baby. Similar like in alchemy, the lower matter, the lower substance, through special processes, is being transformed into higher substance, into gold or elixir of longevity. In the spiritual path, we are transforming the lower forms of consciousness, existence, and emotions into higher. We are using the same energy, but directing it in a way that it transforms becomes sublimated, becomes a fuel for awakening of our higher centers. So heart is the center, higher emotional center. Meaning it allows us to experience our emotional existence in its highest form, in its purified form. And the essence of this purified emotional existence is awakening of the essence of our feeling reality, which is the pure subjective dimensions of the spiritual heart. Feeling in the ultimate depth, that which feels everything. Meeting the subject to all feelings, emotions, and recognizing in its very core how that subject feels itself, how the soul is experiencing herself in the very center, root of her emotional existence. The source, the foundation of any transformation that is meaningful, not just a partial healing or release or de-traumatizing oneself, but the real transformation is always based on rediscovering So the foundation of transformation is finding the source of real independence. all our disturbed emotions, thoughts, if we trace their roots, they always point to excessive dependence. To what is outside of the self, or fear of that which is outside of the self. That independence is not like an attitude from the mind trying to cut off the roots of all attachments and fears. It is based on a sense of fulfillment coming from our surrender to our soul, to our higher self. When Buddha spoke about being light unto oneself, it was not meant to be read as, I don't need anyone. But as I am so fulfilled through the light of my own self, it is only the higher that can transform the lower. The complexity, however, of this alchemical process is that the higher is not yet fully present. It manifests, it actualizes itself through our surrender. The process of surrendering, merging with our spiritual heart, points to rediscovery of our true emotional independence. Coming through being fulfilled by that very heart. Ultimately, that love that we constantly seek. This emotional emptiness that we constantly try to fill with attention from others. That love is a natural state of the soul. As we get more in touch with the source of emotional fulfillment within the depth of our own heart, and something in our existence will be able to surrender to that heart, the majority of displaced emotions, emotional tendencies they will naturally fall off. Most of the emotional tendencies, they do not need to be even healed or purified. They have no existence. They are just being habitually recreated based on our improper relationship with our soul. So that consciousness, which is not connected to the soul, is habitually moving, recreating all these tendencies, because this is what it was doing always. This is how it maintains its continuity of the false self. That's why, as we spoke before, surrender to the soul, surrender to our consciousness, surrender to our heart, and ultimately surrender to existence is the shortcut in transforming the false self. So now we are relaxing to the space of the heart, letting our identity settle in its depth. And becoming one with how the heart feels itself. As we abide in the heart, as this space is more open and accessible, simultaneously we rest in our consciousness, experiencing our consciousness and heart as one space. The heart is illuminated by consciousness, and consciousness is softened, filled with feeling, tenderness, soulfulness, emanating from the heart. So consciousness is surrendering to the heart, but simultaneously it is experiencing itself in the head space, but the quality, how it feels itself, changes by its link to the spiritual heart. Consciousness is resting in itself and in the heart simultaneously. those who have difficult access to the energetic dimension of the heart. It's good that you put your hands on the heart, the middle of your chest. The doorway to the heart is energetic. It is like an energetic door that has to open . It's like a flower opening up. If it's not open, one simply does not feel the heart. There's just a physical sensation in the chest, nothing else. In order to activate our spiritual heart, we have to develop first a relationship with that place, with the dimension. Become friends, get acquainted with this area, and of course surrender to through that door. Keep on surrendering until it fully opens up. Awakening of the heart is primarily a horizontal occurrence. We are diving horizontally into the depth of our spiritual heart, meeting the divine insight. As long as me is separated from the heart, there is a dualistic relationship. But when we embody the essence of the heart, our identity moves from me to I am. And no longer we experience our heart, we become our heart. As we embody our heart as the light of I am, the light of love, our divine essence, we can begin adding the vertical dimension to the heart, where we as the heart begin to surrender to the source, to the absolute. Our heart begins to rest in existence. So there is a samadhi in the heart, and there is a samadhi of the heart, where the heart is absorbed in the beyond, and its presence is sustained in that beyond. To experience unity with God, with the Creator, with the light of existence. We must awaken our true self and reabsorb it into the source. We can experience the source from our being, from our heart, and from our consciousness, or we can experience it with our whole existence.